Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Is that carnival?
This is definitely the Afrobeats that I don't like.
My uni time.
I just feel like this, yeah, it's too like, what do they call it? Is this high life? That's the part of the genre that I don't know. Like, I'm like unskilled in that part.
Yeah.
Because you know that before that, they always talk about high life.
I'm terrible when it comes to genres in general because, yeah, you're right.
Wait,
do you want to turn it off?
How
do you
turn it off? I just want to just play it quickly. I just want them lot to hear it quickly. Nah, I hate this. This is the Afro. I hate this.
She just. Where is that playing from? Spotify?
Nah, I hate this.
This way,
I hate this.
It's still a bit too up tempo. I prefer like the half time.
Yeah.
Sounds like a computer game.
It does. Yeah.
That's why
it's
sick.
Select a character. That's it. Yeah. That's exactly what I feel like I'm doing there.
And maybe, do you know what it is as well? Because of the soca element, I'm not a massive soca fan either like that. Like I'm a soca fan in the moment.
Yeah.
So when I'm just kicking back and I'm just hearing this.
Yeah, bro. I can't get nothing done if I'm listening to that.
I can't even.
You might want to turn.
Yeah, tell you want to turn the tune off.
Where are you playing that from, Moses? Oh, on your phone. Technology.
The man there, you know.
That's what I do on Fight Week.
What's
connect
that?
Connect my phone to the TV.
What in
just
the where?
Like on Fight Week, whether I'm in Manny or whatever, when I'm just getting ready to go out or whatever, I just play the music through the TV.
Uses in Switzerland, isn't it, or some shit? What was it saying?
It's expensive, boy.
Bruv, don't play with Switzerland. Don't play with it.
Bro, I bought a chocolate, yeah? Is this what, like, am I allowed to rant? Early doors, yeah?
Go, straight.
Bro, I went to...
Four Nugs.
Like I wish. No cap. This was the size of, like, the £1 Cadbury's tip.
Yeah.
14 Swiss francs, which is, like, £12.50.
See what I'm saying?
Do you know what it is? And I just don't get it. Like, I'm trying to figure out what they're up to over there. Because they've all got money. It's a tax haven.
Right.
There's like, I'm sure it's like 1% tax for certain parts of the of the thing. And I think it's between 1 and 11. The average is out at around 5% tax. Their streets are clean. Cleaner than anywhere you've ever seen.
To bits.
There's trams and cars and trains and everything. With no tax.
Bro, it's the country, from how I see it, is how it's supposed to be.
However.
With no tax, but.
You should have paid £14 for a chocolate.
But then, this is the thing. So it's weird. It's like, the way that it works is, there is no tax. But remember, people are getting paid more out there as well.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the next thing. It's a leveler, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a leveler.
Secretly, I think
the question is, what is homelessness like over there, though? Do they have a problem with it? If they don't have a problem with it...
Can we Google?
Right? Also...
Yeah, our welfare system is probably one of the best in the world, I'd assume.
Say that again?
Our welfare system. In
terms of it? I think the idea of it is probably the best. But how it actually works.
How people always seek asylum here.
Yeah, true.
And how, like, you're well looked after here.
What? You're well looked after?
You looked after.
It depends on who you're talking to. The idea of it is good. The idea of it is good. Bro, the idea of our welfare system is great. But how it's executed is different. But this is the thing. Oh, this is an interesting conversation even in itself, yeah? I think the idea is sick. And I think the idea is better than most other places, yeah? The execution isn't as great. But then you go to other places and their welfare system is terrible. Their welfare system is... So then whose is better?
Apparently there's only 2,000 homeless people.
Where?
In Switzerland.
What's their population?
I'm not sure, but it's big.
Google it quickly, just as an estimate.
Well, let me just tell you what Spain's is.
Go on.
30,000. Sweden's, which is another reputable country, 34,000. Let's see how it compares all the way down this list. That is Australia, 100,000. Let me go to the UK. Because this is kind of where... 365,000. Okay, so Switzerland's run pretty well. By the looks of things. So then...
Wait, that's our homelessness.
Yeah.
How much is Australia?
100,000.
And ours is how much?
365,000. Oh my God. Ukraine's is 734,000.
700?
Uganda, 500,000.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of slightly makes sense.
Syria's is a madness, bro.
Syria's is... That's...
Yeah. So you go into war-torn countries, okay, and I'm seeing the... All the war-torn countries, the homelessness is actually brazy. But
the lowest number
I've seen so far is that. Oh, the closest to it is Luxembourg, 2,059.
Go to Syria quickly. How much is theirs?
It's millions, bro. We're into millions.
All right. What did you say before that? Go to Ukraine. How much is that?
Ukraine was 700,000.
Okay, I got a question. Who got the number 700,000? Why is it not 600,000?
Well, it's actually 734,240.
200, so, okay. So, how does that change then? Because circumstances...
It's probably gone up by one, by now.
Right. Or it could have went down. So, what what are we doing here? Because this goes into my history. Do you know what? This goes into my history stuff.
It's an average per day. So, they are averaging this out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm not going to lie, this goes into my history conversation when they start talking
about... Nigeria is 24 million.
24 million? How do they not know it's not 23 million?
You're asking all the wrong questions.
I have to ask those questions. I question everything.
Bro, it's a lot. It could be 25.
They should just say, when they get to a certain number, they just say enough.
Yeah. Obviously, it must have a certain amount to do with the population of the country. But put it this way, Switzerland, for a country that pays almost no tax, seems to be doing just fine. Welfare seems fine. Cleanliness seems fine. It is economic as anything. Homelessness seems fine.
Yeah.
GDP seems fine.
There's got to be something. There's got to be something.
Like, what's their flaws?
There's got to be there has to be a big flaw somewhere. But you know what? I know of people that have, like, I remember, I'm not going to say his name, but he signed a big deal straight to Australia. I mean, Switzerland, sorry.
Of course.
Straight there. He had to spend a certain amount of time there, could only spend a certain amount of time here. And then once that time was over, he nearly didn't even come back.
Yeah. There's certain places that if you go, so I literally just typed in Google, what are Switzerland's flaws? Google's not giving me much, I'll be honest.
Is it?
Really, they're worried about retirement and old age provision.
They're retired, they're worried about retirement.
As in, like, people are living long. It's a bit of a...
Do you euthanize yourself in Switzerland?
Yeah. No. That's not Switzerland?
You probably can, you know.
Go to that. Is that where they do that? It is in Switzerland, you know.
You can kill yourself in Switzerland, don't
it? Look, to be honest with you, that's the move. Not like that. let me explain. I'm going to have to explain. If you get licked down with the multi-neuron disease, you're going to want to do that. You know what that is, right?
Multi-neuron.
Yeah, you know what that is?
Yeah, when you're mashed. Is that the...
It's every organ just shuts down one by one. Yeah. Once you're diagnosed with that, you're going to want to have that conversation. No one ain't trying to go through that, bro. Did I ever tell you about the documentary I watched about that? Where there was this... This is not... I'm not saying that women are dread, but I'm just saying read whatever you want to read into this, yeah?
They are dread, though.
Basically, they're married. Married couple, whatever. He's running a business now, yeah? So, basically, he's now being diagnosed with this thing, right? So, they're obviously filming a documentary about it, right? So in this doc, he's now decided, or him and his missus together, or maybe he's decided that this is what he wants to do and his missus has said that it's okay. So he's saying, look, I've put an X amount of money aside. I'm going to show my family how to run the business and all of that. When it starts getting peak, take me over there and let me do. And she said, cool. Yeah, fine. So anyway, now, boom. He's like teaching his kids how to run the business or whatever. But as the days are going on, obviously the organs are shutting down and shutting down, and it's becoming very difficult for him to do that. Bro, she waited until the man was in the fucking wheelchair
to do what?
Where he can't do nothing until she turned around and said, I ain't doing it. I said, oh my God. How could you not even have given him the opportunity to have this debate when he was at least had some faculty?
Oh. So she waited till he's actually...
He was actually class, bro. Yeah. And then said, I'm not doing it. That, to me, is outrageous. Now, I understand that.
Like, I get it. No.
I understand. I understand that at the time, you can say, I'm going to do this. And then once the time hits, it's like, it's very difficult to do that. I do understand that. But I think that providing it's legal, and if that's what the person has said that they wanted, and you say at that time, that's what I'm going to do, to turn around and then just say, which we was talking about before, I just changed my mind, is a cop out. You can't do that.
I hear it. But that's one of those ones where you might actually just have to be in the situation to understand that you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure. Even, there's so much things I say. I told my son he can have V-Bucks. But on Friday when it's time for V-Bucks, he might not have behaved. He might not. But it don't matter what I said then.
Yeah, I hear
that. It don't matter. There's no V-Bucks now.
Yeah.
Unless everything has gone to plan how it was in my head. I didn't get a phone call from the school. This didn't happen. No attitude. Then maybe things have changed. And she just, do you know what it is? Ultimately, you're killing someone. And killing someone you love. But it's not killing someone you love. It's like that. But when
I'm going to be honest with you, I could do that one.
Could you?
I could. You know why? I'll tell you why I could do it. The reason why I believe I could take... If I'm sitting down with someone, they've got licked down with this thing or whatever, yeah? And it's illegal, by the way. I'm not on an illegal one. Because I'm not trying to do life for that. Like, I'm not trying to do that. And of course.
Yeah.
But let's just say it was illegal. There's a loophole around it or whatever. We live in a certain place and whatnot, and we could just do that now, yeah? For me, the reason why I feel like I could do it is because sometimes... Like, I don't ever want to be the person where I only understand when it happens to me. And sometimes I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have a problem with, like, with us, we only get it when it's you.
Yeah.
You only feel it then.
Yeah.
And I, like, although I don't know anyone that's had this disease or anything like that, yeah, I've seen enough to know that, like, I just would hate for that to be me.
Is it painful?
I don't know. I mean, you say you don't know. You say, we don't know. Bro, it's mentally painful.
Yeah.
Okay. It's mentally painful. You know, it's one thing being born like that. But you see, when you've had your faculties all the way up to 45, and then now you can't do one sit and you can't talk. And it's not like a thing of, you know, after you get to a certain point, you just die. So like, let's just say it goes on for like 6 months to a year. You could live like that for a long time.
Yeah, I hear it.
You know what I mean?
I hear
if it. If I'm going to now tell my missus, if she's got licked down with this or whatever, and it's legal, and she's telling me, listen, this is what I really, really, really want. Are you able to do this? Yes or no? This is what I want. If you're not going to be able to do this, we need to end this relationship now. If I turn around and say, yes, I could do it, I'm doing it. No matter how much within me that I think it would be difficult, I would do it.
Yeah.
I believe the most I would understand that.
No. He would. And like, it is essentially the greater good. It's just the toughest thing that you have to do. that you will ever probably have to do. Do you know what I'm saying? So I get why she bottled it.
Oh yeah, of course.
I get why she bottled it. Did she
loves
ever come,
it. She so, loves him.
My man's still alive.
Nah, I think in the end, it happens.
Though. Eventually, you got like that's the thing. But I'm not sure how happy I would be personally if the day came to shut it off. Even though I've said to you to shut it off, and you just pop in 12 o'clock. Yeah, ready. Just to lock me off.
That would be broken.
No, I need a bit of back and forth as well, maybe. Like,
what do you mean? Say that again.
If I'm the one that's mash.
Yeah.
And I've said to her, listen, like, when I'm mash, I need you to lock this off.
And she said, okay.
Yeah, she says, fine, all right, cool. Like, it was difficult. But then by the time this day comes, it might be months, whatever it is, by the time this day comes, obviously, I can't say nothing, but I can still see.
Oh, well.
I see her popping in the room, all happy.
She's taking, just imagine
the
she's
button
taking,
on me. I'll be like,
bro, what imagine she's taking you there with the next Don. Oh. No, but that's not how it works, by the way. It's an injection, isn't it? So you go there, it's like, she's not doing it. She's got to take you to a specialist.
Just hit the flip.
Oh my God.
It's a nightmare, bro. It's a nightmare situation. But
I would be ecstatic. If I was Kalas and they was taking me to do it, I'd be ecstatic that this is happening now.
Would you though? Or would you? Just suppose that it's just you and your thoughts. You can't communicate, you can't do nothing, but you can still see and think.
I'd be ecstatic. I'd be sad that this has happened to me. And
I'd be baffled. I'd be like, where am I going now?
Where, do you know what? Just take me there and I'll deal with it when I get there. Just take, because do you know what? Right now, to me, this is hell on earth. And I don't want to be here. So if there's a next hell,
yeah,
I don't want to be there either. But I don't
want to
be here.
I wonder if, like, I would still want to, do you lose your brain? Like, will I still?
No, I don't think so.
So I might still want to watch football.
Bro.
No, but that's what I mean. Like, you can't communicate this no more. But the things I enjoy.
Oh, you want to go watch the World Cup before you get finished?
The things I enjoy, I will still enjoy them, providing they don't require any real motor moving. So, I don't think I'll get bored of the Premier League.
Well, you'll get bored. What about neck?
You can't feel it, no?
You can't feel neck.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to give up quite a lot of things.
But absolutely. And that to me is a catastrophe. That is a catastrophe.
But Super Sunday is there every week.
What do you think? I'm not going to go too mad with this, but like, if they did have this here, that would be abused a lot, wouldn't it? I feel like in Switzerland, wherever it is, whichever country it's in, I'm going to take an educated guess. I've got no facts to back this up, zero facts, but I feel like it's not being abused. Why do I feel like here, this would be abused? Like, the moment that someone's going through something or the other, the first thing that they're going to want to do is that.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure just because we're in the land of abusers. We're in London, bro. True. This is actually a jungle here, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the promised land for, like, a lot of people. But for us, where we've grown up in it, this is a jungle. Mm. It's actually bonkers. It's fast as well. But I don't think the hospitals or whoever it is, I'm sure, like, you can't just say, you know what, I don't fancy it no more. So I'm out.
Like, you could do that. What? And when you're about to go there and they're about to dap at you?
No, but I'm saying, like, I'm sure you, like, Switzerland, they're not just saying, oh, if you fancy going, then, yeah, you're allowed to go. It's like, it has to be, like, major circumstances.
Yeah. And you probably got to go through a lot of things. And I think they may even check to make sure that you're not mentally.
100%. You got to be, like, somebody, either you or your guardian or whatever, you have to be fit to make that decision.
Let me ask you this. Would old age be an acceptable reason to class yourself?
Probably when combined with, like, illness.
Being old age wouldn't be enough, though.
I don't think old people, like, so there's loads of old people that would, like, that are ready to die, for example.
Yeah. My great-grandmother is literally on a thread, bruv. Yeah. She is 104.
And ready, though. I mean, mentally ready.
Bruv, she's got no faculties now.
Okay.
She's like, I don't even believe there's maybe it could be wrong. I don't even know if the brain, I think, is so fried now that there's no consciousness or anything like that.
Yeah, I get it.
But I feel like you still got,
Would you, In which case,
nah, I wouldn't do that.
Exactly.
Not the reason why I wouldn't do it as well, though, is because we've never had a conversation about that too. So that could be against her will. That's the big thing.
But just suppose she had said that to you at some point.
What if I get to 105? Class me.
Yeah.
Classing her.
But just.
On her birthday.
This time she said it. She said it when she was in her 50s. Yeah, yeah. You're just holding on to that. You've been waiting. Yeah.
Well, yeah, go on.
It's like, if you're not in pain, yes, like your experiences like are not what they were, but if you're not in pain and every day is like hard work for you,
yeah,
then I just don't really see any need to do it, man. When they're ready to go, they're gonna go soon.
When the time is there, it's supposed to be there. You're gonna show me something.
Yeah, it says it's illegal to do it from selfish motives.
Of course it is.
So would you consider old age a selfish motive?
Yes. Well, everyone has to do it. Everyone has to go through old age. Or like, if you make it there, then you have to go through old age.
But take the law out of it. I'm just saying, I'm posing the question because, you know, I love reading into law and all of that type of stuff. But yeah, when you just have a conversation about the greater good and what that looks like and what you should and shouldn't be able to do, what does that look like?
The greater good is such a big thing, you know, because how great that good is, bro. It's like, it's bigger than you think. People say for the greater good, but the greater good is about everyone.
Of course. But the greater good also won't include everyone. Because it can go against what some people really, truly believe, but you're doing something for the greater good.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just have to hold that. You may not be happy with it, but you have to hold it though.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want any of them requests. Yeah, even like when my missus says weird things to me, she's like, oh, if I die before you, make sure you cremate me or something like that. I'm just like, bro, I'll do what I want with you, man. You're dead.
What?
Big facts, you can't be giving me orders after. Like, what are you doing? Like?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I hear that. This, do you know what, though? I'll get off this in a minute. My mum does that. And I used to hate it. I hated it all the way, actually, up till my granddad died last year. And the reason why I say that is because when my granddad died, he ended up leaving a whole bunch of stuff that fell on my mum's shoulders. Mm-hmm. And she had to deal with so much things. Mm-hmm. Whereas my mum, she's always been on this thing of, listen, if anything happens to me, this is there, that's this is that.
Yeah.
The passwords for this is here. And I used to not even listen to it.
Yeah.
But seeing her dealing with all of that stress that she's dealt with makes me understand like what you have to deal with in those moments when the inevitable happens. 100%. Yeah. But then she'll say things like, yo, like, I don't want to be buried, or I don't want to, because this, I think for some people it's like, yeah, it's nice like going to a place and seeing someone or going to their resting place or whatever, but I don't know about her. Maybe I'm speaking for her when I say this, because this is sort of my fault. I stopped almost going to see Peter at his resting place, because when I go there, I never feel like he's there. I never go to the resting place and think, oh, like, Peter's there. Like, if anything, I feel more close to him when I'm in my yard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Like, when I'm thinking about him, he's in my yard or whatever, like, we never went to the cemetery. Like, me and Peter never hang out. We didn't hang out in a cemetery. We didn't vibes in a cemetery. We didn't go for drinks in a cemetery. We didn't dance in a cemetery. We didn't par in a cemetery. And we didn't have the man in the cemetery. But I get it, because obviously it's the resting place and whatever else and whatnot. But I just think when I go there, like, I feel like I'm going almost to nothing. And I think that that's where my mum comes from when she says, don't even worry about all of that, man. Just take the thing. Use use it for whatever you need to use it for, and then dash the rest away or pull it somewhere. It. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So it's a deeper one still. Yeah. But anyway, you see the Mobo stuff?
You weren't happy. You weren't happy. And I'm not happy either with them for what they... I don't ever fancy going to the Mobos, if I'm totally honest. Like, big them up and whatever they do, but it's just not for me.
Do you know what? It's mad, yeah? I'll be honest, I have a level conversation with you about this. Like, I think my pettiness makes me seem like I care more than I do. I wasn't really wearing that suit there. I did have a wavier one. I did have a wavier one. And I might wear it on New Year's Eve. But you know what?
Is it velvet? Is there a velvet part to it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
But you know, like, in reflect, like, I didn't, a lot of it was just down to the fact that, like, oh, you know, they could deal with me that type of way or whatever, miscommunication, this, that, and the fourth and whatnot. But you see, like, to someone who they value something like that, you can't really deal with them. Like, and having a reputation for dealing with people a certain way is just not even cool.
Yeah.
But you know, like, bro, you can tell me whether I am maybe too compassionate, yeah? But I do also, there's a part of me that's like, you see, when you run a business, yeah, if something fucks up with the business or whatever it may be, with like your workers or whatever it may be, yeah, ultimately it's going to fall on you because you run the business, isn't it? Yeah, you've employed people to do a certain job or whatever. But there is also a thing of like where I think to myself, sometimes it's too easy for us to just go at you. Sometimes now we actually just have to just go at you because you know what, you were trusted. Like you are trusted to do a job. Yeah. And there's a thing where I feel like, you know, like we sit here and we sometimes people just batter Kanye King, yeah? And I get it, but I'm like, imagine you've just delegated jobs to people and thinking that everyone's doing their job properly and whatnot. And then you turn, like, after everything's done, you turn up to the office and you see, rah, like, nothing. People weren't doing it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But then everyone's going, coming for your head.
You're the head of the snake, though. That's what comes with the... You can't take the good without the bad.
Mm.
Unfortunately, like if you're gonna take all the accolades and all the, because people aren't shouting at Sarah in the office saying well done, great job, on the mobiles, they will give all the credit to Kanye King.
Yeah, Kanye if it King. Goes really well, isn't it? Well, when it does.
Yeah. So anything that is wrong, rightly or wrongly, she's got to take the corn for it as well. That's it.
Mm.
Yeah, big them up, but the admin wasn't what it should be.
I'll tell you something now, yeah. If I'm running a business, yeah, like whatever type of business it is that I'm running, yeah, and then there's a public issue like that, or people that are dealing with people that type of way, yo, you see when I turn up to the office, especially when people are calling my name, you see when I turn up to the office, you better have a damn good fucking reason, you know, because you see this day, like, the staff ain't forgetting how I was that this day.
This day, bro. It's once a year. It's one day a year, bro.
What? Listen.
One day. Is it one day a year?
It's one day.
So you got to get it right.
100%.
That is it. Like, when you got one day a year business, that one day must go correct. All the other 364 can go however they need to go and ups and downs. But that one day has to go correct.
Make me come to the office. Make me come to the office. Make me... Oh, it's long. It's long. And then I will apologise for how I might have verbalised things later on.
I don't, you know. I'll justify.
He always does.
Is it, yeah?
I don't think I'll say things that I shouldn't say.
That, so I will... Okay. Elaborate on that.
I think everything I say in a moment of madness, yeah? Even if it's in a moment of like... I'm cornering something. Like I'm letting people know what they need to know. I think I'm doing it because you are not getting it. So yeah. I'm not doing this maliciously to like put my foot down. I'm doing it to be like, just like do shit properly.
Yes,
that's it. Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. Yeah. And I'll be like, don't you understand the implications of not doing things properly and how much easier life is if that was done properly? Then instead of wait until then. And like, obviously everyone's used to it, like procrastinating or whatever it is, like laziness, blah, blah, blah. But unfortunately, when you're doing it and it affects other people's day, like how that affected your day.
Mm. Well, it disrupted my peace. That was the main thing.
No, but it you're in limbo for too long. Am I going, am I not?
Yeah, true.
Like is it happening? Is it not happening? I hate that. Yeah. I prefer to have concrete answers as soon as I possibly can so that I know if I'm coming or going. And I hate that moment of like just, like it's neglect. Mm. It's not like this is not by accident. You can't call it an accident unless something like really happened. Then you can start saying like this is something completely out of our control. Otherwise, like it's just, it's laziness.
Yeah. I'm on a thing of why did that happen? Or what have we got to do for it to never happen again? That's the calm way of me dealing with it. Now, if you've given... Do you know what? Don't fuck yourself up by giving me a solution. Because if I ask you why and what have we got to do for it to not happen again, for when you give me the solution, that's the solution.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't never need to happen again then.
And if it happens
If it happens again then my tone's different now. Then it's a whole different thing. Because you gave me a solution, why did that happen again then?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. And why are we having a repeated issue with that? Like, why is it that? Yeah, I have those. That's, I don't know, man.
But it happens, and humans are humans.
Yeah, definitely.
That's it.
And also, I think as well, sometimes when you are running a business, the reality is that naturally people are not necessarily going to care the same way that you would care if you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's the hardest
bit. And that's okay if you're selling toothbrushes or selling t-shirts, because it's... there's not as much emotion or human element in something like that. But when it's a service, you do have to be careful. Because people are either paying to go, whether it's a restaurant, they're paying to come into an institution, whether it's an award ceremony, people are paying to come here and like that this is the day, you got to get it right. Whether it's a studio where people are paying for a product or a particular experience, like you got to, when it's a service and it's people driven, you gotta get it right.
Yeah, facts. Well, you know, but anyway, not mad at anyone. I got a nice outfit to wear a different day now still. Might do my own award show, maybe. But New Year's, I'm looking forward to New Year's. Oh, yeah, I got a party on New Year's, actually. Should I tell you about it now? Nah, I'll tell you about it later. I'll tell him later. But what are you saying? You good, though?
Yeah, my life. Can't complain.
Two arms, two legs thing.
Yeah, that's busy. It. Can't complain. Yeah, busy. Gonna go to Dubai this week.
Yeah, necessary. Why not?
Yeah.
Quickly.
Just a quick one.
Well, how long? 2 weeks?
No. I don't think I've been out of the country for 2 weeks for like...
Sometimes people say that. Yeah, I'm just going on a quick holiday.
Summer? I ain't been out for 2 weeks in summer.
Nah, you went to different places. That's probably why it felt like...
I went to Saudi after. But that wasn't supposed to happen.
Okay. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, yeah, I'm just doing a quick holiday and that. And you're like, oh, when you coming back? February. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck? I've been hearing that a lot, even with Ghana. Like, yeah, do you know, I'm just going Ghana quick. Oh, when you going? Oh, I'm going on the 23rd of December. When you coming back? 17th of Jan. I'm like, that's not quick.
No. That's 3 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice, big, chunky holiday.
You can do all of that when you don't have kids. You know how long that's you true. Can be out of the country for? And if you don't work for yourself and your work require you to be in the country, you could just go anywhere.
What's the longest holiday you've been on? I've never done anything more than 2 weeks and a week. Yeah, 2.5 weeks.
I'm pretty sure I've done...
Never done a 3 week.
In fact, let me count Brazil. Brazil, I was gone for like weeks, 5 weeks.
Never been away for more than 2.5 weeks anywhere.
Yeah, Brazil might be my longest.
Yeah, never. I've never
been. Yeah, 2 weeks is usually the cutoff point. Like, just even like for Thomas Cook and them lot.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, they were just like, 14 days. We're not even going to offer you any more. Like, this has got to
be. Do them places still exist, by the way?
I don't think Thomas Cook.
You know,
when
you used to go, you remember back in the day, you used to go to like, the shop and book your holiday then? Like, oh, yeah. Or they will sit down and tell you all your options and that for your budget.
You get the magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the magazine. It's like, oh, shit, that's it. That's it.
That's done now. All of that.
That's mad.
Done.
You used to actually go and book holidays in store.
Yeah, exactly. They still have like the occasional one. I saw
Virgin. They'll have like a Virgin, not a Virgin Active, a Virgin Holidays store every here and there.
I feel like I see them more for like if you're trying to go to like Ethiopia or some shit.
Nah, if you're, I reckon you go there if you're. They're only in like the most rich places. Like you'll see them in High Street Ken.
Bro, I see one in Hayes.
What?
Bro, I saw a travel agent in Hayes, bro.
Oh, that's
and it was
right,
to go
yeah,
like
that's a travel, not a Virgin one.
No, not a Virgin. Yeah. See, I'm talking about like the travel agents.
Yeah.
So like and in Hayes, because you could imagine obviously the type of area that it is and whatnot. So you've got like one that specifies in going to like, I don't know, fucking somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And having bespoke but I reckon it's for the older generation, because we know we can go on our phones, go on Skyscanner,
book holiday right now.
Alternative for flights. Then you go online, you find a like the older, I would say the older generation, but like, yeah, they're kind of designed slightly more on convenience. They want a one-stop shop where everything is done here. Mm. Give me as cheapest price you can. Whereas we're kind of willing to break it up now and just do this here, do that there. Everything I do is kind of like, everything I do is broken now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really go like anywhere where it's just like, it's a package. I fly with them and I'm in a hotel that's with
I've
them.
Don't think, I've done enough. I've ever done that, you know, thinking about it. I don't think I've ever done...
Years ago.
I don't think I've ever done a... I've never stayed at all-inclusive before, you know.
Have you not?
Nah. I'm due to do that, though.
Yeah.
But I've never stayed at all-inclusive.
Yeah. There are vibes. So, but you've got to get the right ones, bro. Because there are some that, like, if you don't do due diligence, you're in the mud, bro.
Seriously? Like, what type of mud?
Like, you're just... You're in the worst place ever with the worst food, watered-down drinks.
Jesus
dead,
Christ.
Dead every... It could be the worst experience ever. So, like, you got... Not to sound snobby, but you kind of got to go... To the more expensive,
yeah, to all inclusive, really to
experience what you should get from an all inclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Have you been seeing what's happening with Balenciaga?
No, but I'm seeing there's a bit of uproar. What have they done now?
Ah, oh, it's weird, bro. Like poets talked about it a few times.
Is it child trafficking?
No.
Oh, like, what? Well, I just asked.
Nah, so like basically, yeah, in a nutshell, they have been doing this campaign, yeah, or they started this campaign. Poet, it was in one of his howlers. And the maddest thing is, when he was talking about it, obviously I thought it was mad, but I just didn't think, you know, like he just said something mad and then we've gone off and then I've seen it on online and that, but I didn't pay too much attention to it. But I was actually looking at it properly today, just a little bit deeper, yeah. Basically, they started a new campaign. And the campaign involved children holding bags that were like essentially dressed in bondage. Yeah, so it was like just a whole bunch
the
of
children were dressed in bondage.
No, they weren't dressed in bondage, but they were holding bags that were like
latex stuff.
Yeah, like bondage type stuff. It was just a little bit suspect. But then they had a bag, like a picture of a bag, right? It's a campaign that they're also collaborating with Adidas. Yeah. And the bag is on top of papers. The papers are a document or of some court case that had something to do with child pornography. Yeah. It was, I can't remember the guy's name, yeah. But basically it was a court case that was going on with this guy who was trying to sell images of his children. This was in 2000.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
2008. He was trying to sell images of his children. And I think his argument was that he ended up selling it to an agent. This went to court, but his argument was that it goes against freedom of speech and freedom of expression. This is what the bag is on top of now. Yeah. But on top of that, yeah, in one of the pictures, there's a book of I can't remember what the book's called. I'm going to maybe get it so you can just put it on the thing, yeah? But the book now is a don who's written a book about, like, child abuse or whatever, and it's got, like, pictures of kids with blood all over their face and all this type of stuff and bare drawings and whatever else. There's a next thing. Bro, you see when you start going deeper into this thing, yeah? There's a next one where there's a ute standing on a bed. No, he's standing on the floor. There's a chair that's got the danger sort of tape wrapped around it. I don't know if you ever saw that costume that Kim Kardashian was wearing time ago where she dressed herself up in fucking duct tape or whatever. So there's a chair that says I think it said like Danger or some shit like that on it. No, it says Balenciaga on it. It's like tape. But there's like another tape that's right on the floor, yeah, where it seems as though this is the tape from the fucking chair, but it's actually not the tape from the chair. The spelling on it is different, and when you look into the spelling, bro, it goes into some next child stuff.
So,
and the thing is, go on.
So what have Balenciaga said about this?
They're trying to now sue the photographer or the production company that were doing
this.
It or whatever. Huh?
They approved this. How many bro. Layers of... Do you know how many layers of approval this has to go past? Do you think no one at Balenciaga signed this off and or at least didn't ask? Oh, by the way, why are these kids holding bondage? And what is you think they haven't seen the full blown picture? Like blown up. They would have gone through everything. So but anyway, you know what? You see that brand?
Go on.
Meedy. That brand there is an idiot brand, bro. Like, I've never worn anything Balenciaga.
Never.
Never.
Oh, I had them pointy joints.
Even when I looked at them, I thought everyone just looked like elves.
The runners, the Balenciaga.
I've worn something Balenciaga.
Yeah, I was. I'm not gonna lie, Dan. I forced the funk with that.
With the sock shoe.
No, not them ones. Oh, not the run. The other
one. Yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the ones from the four. Like, yeah, the point. And they had that the strap over the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a strange shoe,
bro. I didn't even like them, but
yeah.
But you know what? I followed the fashion that time because everyone had them, and I just wanted them. And yeah. Do you know what? I started making a bit of money them times there.
Yeah, something's dropped in.
And then I thought, you know what? Like a young what? I think it was like 5-6 bills or some shit like that. I bought them. I still got them. They are terrible, bro. They've aged horribly.
They're bad, bro. They're bad. I don't think I've worn anything.
I'm sure I've seen you in a light Balenciaga jumper though.
No, never.
Like a light hoodie or something.
Never worn a Balenciaga. Them hoodies are like 7 bills. I don't even really understand why. But I'll tell you what it was. As soon as I saw them triple S joints, I was like, nope. That's nothing to do with me.
Which triple S joints?
The brick shoes.
Oh, nah.
The brick shoes.
You know, Andrew Tate, he said something that was quite interested on that, you know. He was like, oh, when I first saw them boots, right? He goes, he said he was fucking angry. And he said he couldn't work out why they were making him angry. He was like, I don't know if it was because he said they just look shit or whether they were, you know, these platforms to just make people look taller when I'm a masculine man of the highest power organically myself and people are just trying to imitate that. Or he started going through all of these different things and he goes, then I figured it out. He said, he started going into the child pornography thing and that and about them trying to make these like young kids and that look a little bit taller for the thing. He just went down a big mad rabbit hole.
So
with
is
that.
This recent?
He said this the other day.
What, he's got a voice now? Is he back?
Yeah, he's on YouTube and that, yeah. But kinda. But bro, I brought this up really to just go a little bit deeper with it though, because it's like all jokes aside, if there is any jokes, and all like just the madness aside, yeah. I'm confused at how or why somebody would ever want to do this, even if they were full of satanic fuckery. Let's just say that the rumors are true, because this is what they're essentially alluding to, yeah? That the company or the higher ups or whatever, or the like the influential people or whatnot are taking part in some satanic stuff and whatnot, and like there's some real devil worshipping stuff behind it, yeah? Am I naive enough to think, yeah, maybe there is, like maybe they are doing that, but why would they put so much of it in one picture?
They don't, no, it is, it's arrogance. This is what you do. You hide in plain sight. This is what you do. You almost want to evoke the rumors. As long as they can't prove this shit. And you can obviously say, no, it's not us, and no, we're going to take this person to court and do that. But it's probably done exactly what they wanted it to do. They're just weirdos, bro.
What do you think that they would have wanted?
I don't know, but I've got to start questioning the parents as well. Do you think you could go and ask my daughter to do anything with Balenciaga, and then I come to the thing, I want to see the like what you've done or what you're doing, and you have in some latex... Bro! Are you bonkers?
Dan,
it don't matter what money you throw at
me. Let me tell you this. If the mother of my children takes my ute to a photo shoot, yeah, then they come back and then I see them pictures, it's going to be a long day. That bro, in itself. It's going to be a long
I've
day.
I've broken up with you.
It's going to no be way. A long
that's
day.
That's a relationship ender.
What?
That's a relationship.
You're not going to hear the last of it from me in the yard. It's
house.
Fucking tense in the house after that. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, you know, the maddest thing is, yeah, the pictures, to be fair, they are weird, but they're not like, they're not.
Do you know what it is? They're borderline. They're borderline. I know what these stupid brands do.
Yes.
These stupid, idiotic, weirdo brands, yeah? They do weird stuff like that and they call it edgy or like high fashion. Yeah. No, yeah. It's just spooky. It's super weird. And like you can feel like the dodgy edge on it, on all the pictures. Like, I know it when I see it. You know, when you look at a child holding something, it should be the most innocent thing you can ever see.
Yeah.
You should look at that picture and think, oh, that's lovely. Not, that's spooky.
It should never be able to be misconstrued.
There's none of this. I don't want to see kids dripping black or dripping blood or whatever it is. I don't want to see that weird shit. Leave that for the weirdo adults once they've decided to be weirdos.
Yeah.
But leave these kids, man. They're innocent little, like, they're the purest things.
Yeah, but it's not, the thing is, you can say leave those kids, but they're doing that for a reason.
Though. Yeah, the reason
is. And I'm so baffled about, like.
The reason.
The reason is the reason.
Yeah, but what is the reason?
It's, I don't know, some fucking...
deeper. This stuff we don't even
we will never be able
about.
To understand. Yeah. We'll never be able to understand.
We don't want
to
know these answers.
I do.
Do you?
I'm curious to understand what these are. Like, I'm curious to understand. This is the thing. See, for me personally, I am always quite fascinated at trying to understand. Not trying to understand.
Yeah, I
just like knowing what... Like, why people do the things that they do.
Yeah.
And how they think the way that they think. And... As this pod develops as well, that's something that I want to do more. I want to like have people sit down with us that we may not even agree with at times, just to pick their brain at like,
now, what was you?
Why? So even if it is satanic, why? Like, what is it?
Yeah, what
and
know?
Why are you doing that? Yeah. Why are you doing it? And what do you believe in? And what is your belief system?
We need a Freemason.
Yeah, I mean, Freemasons are probably easy to get because
bro,
they're like,
them
they're not even secret.
Because they've got a bad rep, yeah? Freemasons got a bad rep. The Illuminati dons, they got a bad rep. All of these dons.
Through rappers.
And all of these, they're beginning to roll into one. Balenciaga, that's when true. I see Balenciaga doing this weird stuff.
You think of a Freemason.
I think of a Freemason. Yeah. Like, Freemasons must be there like, no, that's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're just on the money thing.
Yeah. Like, and they might even be on a greater good vibe.
That's it. That there's just so many different factions of these secret societies, yeah? That I think, what just happened?
That was just being stupid.
Oh.
Go on.
Yeah, I feel like I missed something.
Go on.
These lot are, some of these lot are taking the blame for the other lot, but they're all secret societies, so then none of them can really come out.
Well, this is the thing. Freemason isn't so secret.
Yeah, but it's like bad secrets. This is what I'm saying, because I don't personally know a Freemason, or maybe I do, but they're not talking. This is what I'm saying, like, When you're part of a gang, like, you make everyone know, this is
my
set.
Yeah, I'll rep it up with colours.
This is my set. But when these lot are in their little weird things...
They're all in suits and ties and whatever.
Secrets, like even them fraternities and that in flipping America and even in Oxford and Cambridge, like, they just do little weird pig's head stuff. Like, they're always up to something.
But you know what it is, Dan? You see, maybe I'm diverting the conversation a little bit, but...
Was that David Cameron who did the pig's head?
Who?
David Cameron.
Yes.
He did the pig's...
Yeah.
So... Have we even asked him?
That's what I was just about to say. Let me say this, yeah? You see with the Freemason thing, it seems like what they're doing is a secret. But have we asked them? Because if we asked them, they might just tell you. You know what? This is what we know and this is what we did. You know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes you see somebody doing something and you just say, it's almost like the don on the estate that you presume is carrying on in some fuckery, yeah? Everyone has one of them, innit? Mm-hmm. Right? So, my man who lives down there, he's got a dog and he's a bit weird. Everyone amongst ourselves says, yo, my man, allow him because he's a fucking weirdo. Yeah. And then all it takes is for one person to say, yeah, apparently he...
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's a big thing. Yeah. But you know what? No one went to the weirdo and said, yo, what go on in there? What's going on?
My man probably just
and
said,
he might have said, no, do you know what? He might have said, nah, do you know what? Like, yeah, I'm in here. I got a fascination for dead bodies and that, but... I'm not killing anyone.
Yeah, I hear it.
And the thing is, it's like, as weird as that is, he's telling you the truth,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And I think with the Freemasons, it's like, maybe they're not so secret at all.
But you know, like, there's so many, like, families that rule the Rothschilds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's just so much weird theories and stories and like it's mad because they exist. These people exist. Like the people we're talking about, they're not mythical creatures from the past. Like they are here living amongst us.
100%.
So someone's got to grab them and ask them some serious questions. Like
this is what
the
head
of Balenciaga. Someone needs to put him somewhere and say, "Bro, what was that about?" I at least need to hear from him. It was
just be honest. Just
it
be
was
honest.
Nothing to do with us.
Huh?
And at least say there's nothing to do with us. Alright, cool. Who was it?
Yeah, but they're all gonna say that though. That's the problem.
Yeah,
they're all gonna say that. Oh, it's got nothing. Everyone's gonna pass the blame. But somebody, there is a reason behind it. There's a But okay, even aside from the reason, it's just to me, it's so insane, bro. Like how? And I get it. You summed it up. It's arrogance, isn't it? Yeah. Like arrogance, ultimately. And hidden in plain sight. You could just do it. I guess people just keep pressing the button until one day they just want to find out where we can go with it until there is some type of outrage. And then they'll pivot, bounce back however they, because the reality is Balenciaga's going to come back somehow.
Yeah, I didn't even know there was gone like that. I didn't know how deep this thing was.
That's the point I was going to say. There is the outrage is like on social media. It's not actual outrage, bro.
Yeah,
it's not Kanye outrage or
the outrage. So
what's going on with Yeezys now? Are people still wearing them? Is he back? Like, oh, you're wearing Yeezys now.
Yeah.
So well, I'm always a little bit like unsure about like quick outrage, and then like you're kind of back. Like I thought Andrew Tate was, now he's talking about Balenciaga. So I'm saying like this it just happens too fast. But you see, when the one thing I have no time for don't play with kids. Don't fuck around with kids, bro. Like that's not the one. Like I feel like there's a special place in hell for anyone that does anything weird. I don't care if it's even a thought. Like any of that weird kind of stuff when it comes to kids.
It's very weird, bro. And even going on to the equivalent of the outrage with Kanye and whatever. I mean, look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not even trying to defend that, Don. I'm definitely not dying on that hill at all. I'm just not even dying on that one.
Yeah, there's no point in even going. The worst thing is, you know me, I'm oblivious to everything. You know me, I actually still don't really know what this guy said, but I accept the outrage.
He just said the other day that he basically said, yeah, Hitler's a good guy still.
He said what?
He said Hitler's a good guy. As they were coming to the break, you know, we'll be back after the break. Yeah, he just dropped that one in there quickly. But you know what? Like, I don't even want to talk too much. I actually think that if something ever happens to Kanye, let's just say, if something ever happens to Kanye, all of these people that are sitting there and interviewing him, not to say that I think that anyone should ever be cancelled, I just think it's going to be a bit techie because something's not right, innit?
He's not right. He's ill, bro. He's ill.
There you go.
But he is going to get them numbers. So they aren't caring.
Well,
they aren't caring. I don't mind if you don't care, you know? As long as you don't start caring.
Okay, I hear that.
I don't care if you don't care. If you're like, no, I'm getting it whilst the iron's hot. Like, I want him. I don't care like what the public is saying. But then something outrageously bad happens.
And then you pretend like you care.
You can't do that. You can't play both sides. Just don't care.
Yeah, I hear that.
It's a nightmare, man.
I woke up today and I just thought to myself, what is real? Like, what the fuck is real? When I was reading into this Balenciaga stuff and then I was starting to go down all these different rabbit holes, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what's real, bro?
We've got too much distorted information now. So, like, I'll be honest, we can't even really figure out what happened when someone gets run up on in the ends. By the time that story gets back within a few hours, it's already been mashed up. He ran up on him. No, I heard that he had this. No, I heard that happened there. Like, you can't even really get a straight story out of just a little madness in the ends. You definitely can't get a straight story out of, you know, Jesus's time on this planet.
Well, I was about to mention that, bro. I think, like, if I'm being honest, I think my personal thing is these things make it really difficult at times for me to really tuck into that level of faith. Because I really want to, bro.
Mm.
Like, at times, I really want to. I really want to sit down and read this book or... But then it's like, it's so difficult sometimes to do that when the cynic in me is like, I know that if I say something, by the time it gets to the fourth person, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if I've written something down, I've written a book or whatever, and we pass this book over. I do not have faith in humanity that someone ain't going to take it, rewrite it, and do whatever it is that they're doing, yeah, to it. And so, like, so sometimes when I'm watching things, yeah, whether it be, like, a documentary on YouTube or whatnot, yeah, I almost stop myself minutes in when they turn around and they say something like, so, in 16 BC, I'm like, you know what?
I'm out here now. That's the thing. We're done, because... We are here now in
1226, and then I'm like, my main thing is that so then this happened in 1226, so what happened in 1227 then? And I can't help but to think that
my thing is always narrative, yeah, but especially when you're talking about the past, people who can no longer speak for themselves, you can create almost whatever image you want,
right?
We saw it with the two different Michael Jackson documentaries that came out.
One was very defensive
of him, and the other one was very prosecuted him, basically.
Yeah.
You can create whatever kind of feel and look, and especially if someone in their self has a soft spot for a person or a particular something that they're looking for. Like, you look for a reason sometimes or an explanation, and then as soon as somebody gives you that on the screen, you're just like, aha, I knew it, kind of thing. So it's like, history is like a weird one, and that there's just so many different stories. Like, bro, just, this world is based on, like, the majority of this world is based on who was Jesus. That's the world's religions. When you look at it, the core of this world, Islam is probably the biggest religion, I'm presuming.
Yeah.
Christianity would be second, Judaism will be behind that, and then there will be some others that are, but then they're definitely the super minority of the world. All of these religions, they kind of split at Jesus. The whole world is split on who and what Jesus was.
Who's this done?
That's it. And it's Chinese whispers. It's not getting no clearer, but everyone will believe what they believe, and they will believe that.
You
see what I'm saying? Like, so these Chinese whispers things, it's a mess, bro. We're never going to get to the end of this Balenciaga debate. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. We've been trying to figure out the Jesus thing for years.
More than that.
For centuries and thousands of... Yeah. What's the thousands called? Centuries? Millenniums.
Yeah.
So we've kind of just got to figure out if we're going to wear Balenciaga or not.
Absolutely. I mean, I wasn't wearing Balenciagas like that anyway.
That's it.
So... The thing is, I could never sit here and come on this cancel Balenciaga stuff, because I don't always believe in screaming about cancelling something that you don't have emotional connection to.
Yeah.
It's easy for me because I never wore it anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, cancel.
And anyway, I don't really care that much about the brand. Like, I just think whoever weirdo that did this, who designed this, and the whole team of, like, the little sniggering weirdos who decided, yeah, let's put kids in bondage stuff. Like, Just go check the lappies, man.
Well,
go check these.
It would dig deeper into what they actually believe in, innit? And that's the part that I'm curious. I'm curious on what they actually believe in, but I'm curious on, like, okay, even if you do believe that, and that's fair enough, like, what is the purpose of actually subliminally showing it? I'm curious on that bit as well. Like, you are entitled to have a belief system, yeah? You believe in Satanism or whatever, yeah? Or satanic stuff. Fine. That's your belief system.
Yep.
Why subliminally is it put in there?
Because the subliminal part of your mind is way bigger than the conscious side.
Right.
You can mash someone's whole way of thinking up by hitting their subliminals.
That's true.
Like, the conscious side is like, I can't remember the percentages, but the conscious side is way smaller, basically.
Yeah,
like,
I would have thought so.
All the other parts that, like, just picks up, like, if you just put things, like, for example, your mind will have read that small print.
Would have read it, yeah.
Your mind would have got that.
Yeah.
Your conscious would not have seen it, but your mind would have got that, and it can affect how you act. And, like, brainwashing is a real thing. Like,
yeah, it's true.
And if you can make someone think that it was their idea, now you're in the money.
That's true.
So, yeah, these lot, they know what they're doing. Every time, everything we see is not by, it's not by accident. It's all by design. I'm talking like, there's a reason we see logos on the front of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a reason, even though the logo doesn't actually do anything, but you see that enough and you trust it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same with everything. Everything we see, there's a subliminal message.
Well, that's the thing that it does do. It does give you trust, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, okay, I keep seeing that. Oh, yeah. If I need it, I want to buy it then.
Because, and you become normalized to it.
Yeah.
You become normalized to it. You see it in everything. In porn, you see it.
That's true.
Every couple of years, they re-up something. And get me? And this is the thing now. For the next couple of years, this is the real smoke.
What's the real smoke in porn at the moment?
Couldn't tell you, mate.
Why has everyone gone silent? Hey, I ain't clicked on anything nuts in a minute still. But you know what, to be honest with you, more time when I was clicking on things nuts, I was doing it by accident though. Now, I was. I was doing it by accident.
Accident or curiosity?
That too.
That's not
anytime. Listen, that too, now I'll be honest. But more time when I was doing that, I wasn't doing it in the mood of like me wanting to, you know what I mean? Off, yeah. I just was like, oh,
bro,
what the fuck is
no
that?
Bro, no one bashes and then
watched porn?
Bro, you don't just watch it.
What, you've never, don't do that. You never just kicked back and just watched it?
No.
Haven't you?
Everything I do is with intent, bro. Everything.
Yeah, same.
But you were just curious, so you watched
That's intent.
But what I will say is that, like, there have been times that I want to bash and then I've seen a brazy thumbnail and I've just gone, all right, cool, let's put that away.
Is it?
Oh, you pull it away? Yeah. I never put my dick away.
Yeah, and then just to see that what this is a brazy thumbnail.
Wait, let me ask. Okay, now you can talk. So wait, you've watched porn, seen something different, and then put your dick away.
Yeah, because I'm not here to bash
it. What on earth was that? What was that thumbnail, bro?
Let's be real, yeah. You can't sit here and tell me you haven't been curious on a phone.
Yes, but I've never put my dick away.
Like, if I...
You're beating your meat.
No.
You're beating your meat to this brazy... But hold on, no.
Bro, do you think I'm going to see something absolutely bonkers in a thumbnail and click it because I don't want to see it?
No. I'm not out of curiosity, bro.
Yeah, but I don't put
I ain't got time for curiosity. Curiosity can happen after. If you I'm not curious, you're not missing after
the point. You're not missing the point. I don't put my dick away. My dick stays where it is. I just watch it and then I just go back to what I'm doing. I don't put it back. I don't put it away. Wait, then take it back out.
Do you bash
your
bed?
Huh? What are you talking about?
I'm asking you, where do you bash, bro?
What is this?
I don't know if I can do that.
Context, bro.
Why?
Is it you buying time?
Because if you're doing it in the shower, you can't put it on.
No, showering.
All right.
What, do you shower?
Terrible. That's terrible. No, that's terrible.
Asking, I don't bash in there.
I'm asking.
You can't get rid
of what?
Where do you bash?
In a room.
On a chair?
Couple, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a chairman. Like, yeah. Like,
what? Where do you bash?
I'm a chairman.
What about a couch? Wait. What about a couch?
Yeah, I've done.
Okay.
I like to sit up.
You like to sit up when you bash?
I think so.
On the edge.
What? Are you lying down? Are you lying down?
Yeah, I'm on my back, bro.
You lie down and bash?
Yeah.
So you wet, so you bust on yourself?
No.
What do you do? You hold it on the top.
Oh, my cousin says he does that as well.
What? You hold the tissue on the top?
You can't judge a man for how he does his thing, bro.
This is bonkers, bro.
I'm just fascinated at the fact that you put your dick away.
I'm in a position to put it away. If you're sitting on your...
So what, you just put the covers on you?
No, I put my shorts up. I don't go to sleep naked.
So where are you watching this porn?
On your laptop.
On your phone?
Yeah. You know, whip out a big screen. You're not gonna make music, man. You whip out a big screen.
Yeah, man, this is seen properly. Yeah, lappy.
So what? You'll be sitting like this with your laptop on the side like that, and you're beating your meat looking at your laptop.
Yes.
That is a berserk behavior.
Bro, what are you saying? You're looking at your phone.
On your back.
That's
a nightmare. That's a nightmare.
What is that? Are you holding your phone like this?
Bro, like this, bro.
Sideways.
Left hand hold, yeah, of course sideways.
That's a nightmare.
No, you're trying to hold, hide it and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
That's a nightmare. I'll tell you this as a certified fact. I don't put my dick away until I've finished what I do.
You're
what I'm doing.
In a position to put your dick away because I'm guessing your trousers are around your fucking ankles, bro.
Sometimes they're all the way off.
So you're sitting in the chair naked.
The box around one leg.
Bro, I'm sat on the chair with a hoodie on.
Thanks. Because you got to hide from yourself. Because, yeah, honestly,
know,
yeah.
Do you know how breezy it is?
And out of nowhere, chair, out of nowhere, yeah.
Your cheeks are touching his chair.
Out of nowhere, as soon as you're done, like, you catch a reflection.
Yes, definitely.
As you just, you're aware of your
surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
What,
yeah,
chair? Like a swivelly chair?
Any type of chair can get it. I'm just wait, not lying on my back. And I'm not putting my dick away.
You think my thing's brazy? I think cheeks out with a chair is berserk, bro.
Nah, I hear him.
I hear him.
Hey, there's no correct way, if I'm honest. Like,
we all find our ways, man. I don't mind them that bash in the shower, bro.
Yeah, that's the only way.
They take everything they need into the shower, beat them in the shower, kitchen.
I hear the logic, though.
Nah.
Why?
It's not going.
What do you mean it's not going?
As soon as water hits the nut.
What do you mean?
Sticky.
Nah, man. What, you just...
You clean the shower, bro.
No, but I'm saying, like, even that moment of trying to get it off you.
What, do you
bust? Shower bashers will know what I'm talking
about. Wait, do you not bust on your hand?
No, but I'm saying that...
You sound like an
experience. I'm curious, because you're doing this.
I'm trying to understand what
I'm
that
saying
means.
The nut, no matter where it goes,
yeah,
you try and move it, and it don't move. It becomes like flubber.
Right.
Like sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but like, that's a nightmare.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, look, that's not really my...
Yeah, you don't know. You think it's gone. It's not gone.
I mean, look, I'm not putting my dick away. Like, once it's out, it's out. And if I'm watching something out of curiosity, I just watch it. But I've watched porn before, and like, I've watched porn fully clothed before.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Not regularly, but I definitely have. Justin. I'm very curious. I'll be honest with you. I'm very curious. I want to have more. Let me tell you something. I want to have, you see, next year, yeah, throughout the year, I want to speak to various different people that are into various different sexual stuff that I've not even really heard of before. I'm just curious. I want to know why. I want to know what it is that they do and why they're doing it.
Look, yeah, I do hear that.
It doesn't affect my sex life.
Yeah. Yeah, it don't affect,
because ultimately my category is actually, at the moment, when I ever am looking at it, is very basic and very vanilla. Well, like, I'm not looking at...
He was going to say it. And then I think he was going to say amateur.
Who, me? Yeah, amateur's my thing. But, I mean, I'm not going to go into the rest of it. But it's very basic, though. It's very, okay, like, the type of sex that I watch is basic sex, though. It's not like they're not flat, they're not hanging off the walls and just doing a whole bunch of mad stuff. It's just, it could be that or this, and it's just like something that I just relate to a little bit, and that's just my thing. So whatever somebody, what someone eats doesn't make me shit. I'm just curious.
Can you watch White Brothers?
What? Sorry?
Hold on, man. You are doing the crazy thing. You know exactly what I mean. Your brain is opening up. You know what I'm asking. You know what I'm asking. Stop it. Stop it. You know what I'm asking. I'm with black men.
You only do black men?
If I'm watching a boy-girl scene,
but you know what? Do you know what I understand? Is it from a place of relatability?
Yeah.
I hear it.
I don't think I watch from that standpoint.
Would you?
My thing's more sinister. No,
I'm gonna
beat this bit
out, yeah?
No, it's not what I type in.
You type in Remy.
I'm not looking.
What?
For, I'm not. I don't type it in.
What?
It just appears.
Hey, you know what? Hey, off this now.
Oh,
Before we leave,
how do I even get into this now? Hey, fucking hell. I just wanted to send an honourable shout out to Raheem Sterling, yeah.
What? What kind of fucking segue is that? What? How did we get there?
Do you know what? We're done. Oh, HC Pod Clips. We've started now. Go over to the subscribe to that channel, HC Pod Clips. There's clips every day. So, yeah. Love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.